Graduation season is just around the corner, but already thousands of North Carolina teens are getting a head start on college by taking community college classes while they're still in high school. Liz Schlemmer introduces us to one student who finished his bachelor's degree at North Carolina State University at just 19 years old.
When Richie Basile was a junior at Panther Creek High School in Wake County, he came across a flyer in his school cafeteria that changed the course of his education.
In big lettering, it said Career and College Promise. Get started with your college career, basically, in high school.
That intrigued him.
I always knew ever since I was a little kid that I wanted to be a lawyer.
But he knew that getting there would be expensive.
I knew however much money there was in my college fund. I came to the realization that I know I'm going to be funding my own college. And I know I want to go to law school, so that's even more amount that I got to go pay for.
Basile went to the information session. There he learned that while he was still in high school, he could also take classes at his local community college. And the state would pay for it through the Career and College Promise program. All he had to do was be a junior with a 2.5 GPA. Basile says he wasn't a stellar student, but he qualified.
As a freshman and a sophomore, I was very middle of the pack. By junior year, I knew I needed to get my stuff together. I needed to apply to colleges. So life kind of hit me fast.
The last semester of his junior year, he took two online courses at Wake Tech Community College.
That summer, I took three. The next semester, I took four. The next semester, I took six, actually.
By the time he graduated high school, Basile had 70 college credits, enough for an associate's degree. He applied to NC State University and entered as a junior.
He's definitely not alone.
That's Sneha Shah Coltrane. She helps support the program at the North Carolina Department of Public Instruction. She says through the Career and College Promise, thousands of North Carolina students like Basile finish associate's degrees in high school.
But do I think he is exceptional when it comes to not only graduating with credits, but also finishing North Carolina State University in just a couple of semesters? Yes.
Basile kept piling on the courses and graduated from NC State a few months ago.
I finished as the valedictorian of my class as well.
Now he's working full-time at Cisco, applying to law schools, and contributing to his family's household income. Basile says his family has been his main motivation. His dad is retired, his mom is a public school teacher, and his 83-year-old grandmother lives with them. Richie's dad, Richard Basile, is very proud.
He definitely has the attitude that he's going to get to where he wants to be.
Saving the money has helped out my family immensely because I've been able to start a full-time job where I'm making a decent income and able to help out my family that way.
It's unbelievable. Yeah. And even times I don't even want to take it. And then he'll insist, you know. So, I mean, that's a pretty cool thing.
Richard says his friends ask him how his son did it, and he tells other families Richie's secret.
What bothers me the most is they don't know about it. No one knows about this, pretty much.
Shah Coltrane says that isn't entirely true. Many students take at least one class through the program.
Over a third of our high school graduates, 36% of our high school graduates, experienced Career and College Promise during their high school career. So there are lots of students that know about this program, but there's always room for more.
Richie Basile has been trying to spread the word. He often chats with his friends' younger siblings to tell them how they can finish college early, too, with as little debt as possible.
The way I explain it to them is it's for ambitious people in high school, ambitious students who know what they want to get out of a college degree.
Now his ambitions are taking him to law school in the fall, and he'll be one of the youngest students there. Liz Schlemmer, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.